are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, man, you guys are in trouble. All right, I just saw a headline, baby poop bacteria help make healthy sausages. Are we going to start putting poop into your food? Here's another headline. Nation's first poop bank opens to provide stool samples for fecal transplants. I wonder if they will pay for your donation. You know how you could get money for blood donation or semen donation, etc. Wow. I would, oh my gosh, I could be a millionaire with the amount of poop. So we definitely got some poopy topics to talk about. Then we have somebody suggesting not to have California secede, but to split California up into six states. We'll talk about that. Then there is a Spanx shapewear that kind of makes your butt, it's kind of like a bra for your butt. So for those of us with saggy butts, this may be something kind of interesting. Then putting magnesium in our tap water. You know, we were we have fluoride in our tap water. Now some researchers are talking about putting magnesium in our tap water to help prevent hip fractures. So we're going to get poop in our sausages, magnesium in our tap water. I don't really know what they could do next. I'm not shocked. They could do anything. But as you can see, we've got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now this is what's hilarious about this article. I'm reading this out of Fox News. They're saying the bacteria from the baby poop, that's not the shocker. They say it can help make delicious sausages. Why would poop be delicious? Now remember, poo-poo, depending on how long it's been in the colon and the transit time. Remember we talked about how the colon has to suck out the fluid from the poo-poo. That's the purpose of the colon, to suck out the fluid from your fecal matter. And the more you're constipated, the longer the poop stays in the colon, the more it churns and fluid gets extracted out of it, which is why constipated poo-poo is very hard and crumbly. Whereas diarrhea, when you get the stomach bug and you have like full-blown diarrhea, it comes out like water, right? Because it doesn't have time to sit there and churn and the body tries to dump it out, etc. Okay. So, but if you really look at the perfect poo-poo, the perfect do, shall we say? No, I didn't say doob. Do. It's very sausage, to be honest. Okay? If you've ever really put your fingers and just really enjoyed the texture, there is a texture to it. Remember, people don't want to eat applesauce type. They want to feel like there's a bite, that there's a little bit of chunkiness, but that it dissolves quickly. Well, so this isn't disgusting. So if you really look at, I mean, you know, now some of our stool that's very sticky and all that, that won't work. We're talking about the logs. The texture, I see why they say they could do that, okay? Now, where they're getting this idea from is the whole probiotic thing. See, guys, this is all your fault. Some of you are out there going, I need probiotics. The doctors are killing us. The pharmaceuticals are killing us. We need probiotics. Oh, well, then I guess you're getting probiotics, because now what they want to do is stick poo-poo, crap into your food. Okay, they say right now for millennia, all right, and we're talking like millenniums, okay? We've been using microbes and bacteria to make our foods and drinks. Look at wine. Back in the olden days, they made wine because they knew how to ferment. You got bacteria, you got yeast. When they ferment sugar in the foods, and they generate acid, gas, alcohol. This is why we tell you guys to avoid a can, that looks puffy because the botulism bacteria makes a gas, and then the can starts to expand with this gas, and that's how you know it's tainted with a bacteria, right? Because they ferment. And in your body, these acids, gases, etc., are extremely important. Bread, it has, carbon dioxide released from fermenting yeast. You got the cheese, the pickles, all that other stuff. Okay? Now, sausages, pepperoni, salami have that tang to it because of the bacterial fermentation, right? It also allows the chewy texture, etc. Now, they make sausage. We talked about this. They get ground meat. There's supposed to be meat in them. You got a lot of salt. You got a lot of sugar, spices, curing agents. Then they put it into these casings. Then they're fermented by bacteria naturally found in the raw meat. Okay, they don't rot, they just ferment. The bacteria make lactic acid, the meat dries, and then between the lactic acid and the drying of the meat, they can prevent it from spoiling. And many of you have noticed, you've had like Hebrew National salami. Okay, usually with me and food, I have to eat it the first day or two, unless it was cooked. If not, I could tell it's different, but Hebrew National salami, that could last in your fridge for like weeks. I mean, you know, because of all preservatives in there. All right. Well, scientists in Spain say that probiotic bacteria could be used to ferment sausages as well. All right. Now, what about this baby bacteria? Well, scientists took 53 fecal samples from healthy infants up to 6 months old. They took the fecal samples from their diapers. And I guess midwives help parents, you know, do this. Two kinds of bacteria were in there, the lactobacillus and the bifidobacterium. They're a lot more abundant in infant poop than adult, which is why we use infant. Also, your kid's poo-poo never reeks like adult poo-poo, so it's probably easier to deal with. So according to Dr. Joffrey, he said infant feces are natural samples. They fermented 6 juicy batches of sausages using 3 strains of bacteria found in the baby poop, right? And then I guess they fermented it. And I'm trying to read this. They said it resembled chorizo. Have you guys ever had chorizo? It's yummy, but it's not supposed to have poop in it. So I guess they said they could make tasty poop. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Today on the show, because poo-poo has made medical headlines today. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, which some people call is a bunch of poo-poo. But no, the show is not a poo-poo show. It's a really good show. Please always tune in to us Monday through Friday as well as Saturdays. I should probably just say Monday through Saturday. We are on iHeartRadio. We're on GCN Live. We're on your iPhone. We're on your Android. We're on TuneIn. And we're also on my website at drdahlia.com. But this wouldn't happen if it wasn't for the tutelage and the guys and the support of Genesis Communications Network. Yes, basically GCN is the athletic supporter of the Dr. Dahlia Show. They keep it tight. And that's a good analogy, right? Big thanks to Don. Where would Don fall? Yeah, Don's working the dial today. I'm not sure where Don would fall on, you know, into this whole analogy as I discuss how GCN is the support, the athletic support, supporter, the cup, the protective cup of the Dr. Dahlia Show. Right? Hey, it needs to be done. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I just found out the other day that my kids were not wearing their protective cups when they were playing lacrosse. I was furious. I almost kicked them in the, I was mad. I'm like, what? You're not, so of course I scream at their father. See, here's the thing, okay? You know, the boys in my family know that I'm outnumbered, okay? And they think because I lack the, body part, which reigns in majority in our house, including the cats and the dogs, that I don't have a say. What they don't understand is that I probably have some hidden testicles somewhere, and that actually probably gives me more juice than they could even imagine. So as far as I'm concerned, I have a right to make sure my kids' jewels get protected. It's just something the moms have to do. So when I found out they didn't have protective cups, or whatever they call them, athletic supporters, I was ticked. And it's a shame that, you know, their whole grade and teachers and principal heard. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Where is that article on your guys donating your poo-poo? This is going to be interesting. You know, I'm looking at what's been happening with medicine. And, you know, this is the Obamacare age. And I think we're allowed to call it the Obamacare age. We had a medical revolution in the 1800s. We've had a lot of progress. Now we have a very, very scary time in healthcare, but believe it or not, we're still going to have some sort of progress. Even in recessions, even in depressions, even in worst economic times, and the dearth of our, shall we say, being, there's always some sort of progress, right? Like, look at what happened in the 30s during the Depression. We had huge progress in cars, huge progress in the entertainment industry, huge progress in technology, even medication. So by the time World War II came around, you know, wow, you know, it's amazing how much progress we had. So where we are going to be seeing progress are non-pharmaceutical ways to treat. We are going to start seeing all sorts of research and all sorts of ways on how to do things medically that may not involve very expensive antibiotics or antibiotics that make things worse. So we turn to nature. And don't think that what comes out of your rectum is immune. They are going to use that. So from what we understand, according to Science News, I guess it's called Brown Cross instead of Red Cross. Open Biome was started by a bunch of grad students, and it's the nation's first stool sample bank. No, I don't think there's an ATM. And its creators, they say, make a convincing case that it's long overdue. They finally been able to pass and excrete a Brown Cross stool bank. They say 14,000 Americans die each year, sadly, from Clostridium difficile. Clostridium difficile is a bacteria that overgrows a lot of times after antibiotics. It's an opportunistic infection. And we figured out years ago that if you do poo-poo transplants and you transplant some of the good untouched bacteria from somebody else's colon into yours, you could fight Clostridium difficile. Now, we don't call it poop passing because you really won't get money or Medicare to pay for that. But if you call it a fecal transplant, then everybody gets paid. And it's an effective remedy for Clostridium difficile. So Open Biome provides $250 samples to hospitals from screened patients. They get $250. You know how much money I can... What about the dog poo that I have in my... Oh, my gosh. I probably have right now $10,500 right now on my lawn from my dogs. And who knows, when my kids play outside, maybe they too. Maybe, you know, who knows. So I got to tell you, I mean, who needs to invest in gold? Anyway, they say these samples are $250 a pop from screened patients, and they've sent more than 135 such preparations to 13 hospitals since September. And the samples are used exclusively for the treatment of C. diff. Now, some of you are like, wait a second. If I am going to get a transplant, I want it to be for a loved one or somebody who shares my blood type. When it comes to stool, the blood type isn't as important, okay? When it comes to stool, because remember, we're not putting this into your blood. We're putting it into your colon. So you could literally get stool from anybody. Putin could give you his stool. And it would help. Believe it or not. You know, so it's something that's a lot easier. I don't know if it's on the stock exchange. It's called Open Biome. You know, I don't know. Anyway, co-creator Mark Smith, a grad student at MIT, this is probably the next Facebook, says people are dying and it's crazy because we know what the solution is. He is the one, I guess MIT is the one that's housing the samples. MIT. They say people are doing fecal transplants in their basements and may not be doing the right kind of screening or sterile preparation. We need an intermediate solution until there are commercial products on the market. Now, for those of you who have been sitting home unemployed for the last few years thinking about what you could do and where you could make money, this is where the money is. You've been sitting on it the whole time and flushing it down the toilet the whole time. Now, they say if you are interested in making a physical donation, unfortunately, Open Biome has, and this is a quote, a full team of donors hard at work, though we appreciate the offer. All right, so are you guys picturing this? There is a whole team of donors hard at work. That is the quote. Now, I'm picturing 10 toilets, right, in a laboratory. And you got the people sitting there. And you got the team leader in a white lab coat going, ready and push. Ready and push. Oh, go, Bob. Go, Bob. Go. It's coming. Anyway, so they got a full team of donors hard at work. I didn't realize. Can I just say, if it's hard work for these people to donate, that's probably not the stool I want, because there'll be some blood in it. But where are we? Okay, but they do appreciate the offer. So that was really nice. It was really sweet. The FDA, they say, is still working on rules for fecal transplants, but in the meantime, it says it won't go after doctors who use them. Wait a second. Really? This is the first time I ever heard somebody not wanting to go after a doctor. Well, then, shoot. I'll just turn my clinic into... really? Am I going to finally not be a target from malpractice and writing narcotic medications and writing Z-Packs and everybody mad at us for writing antibiotics? Okay, for the first time, I could be left alone? A gastroenterologist was quoted telling the Times, we need some clarity. Okay, poop isn't clear. Now, I know some of you are like, okay, well, you know, the poop transplant, all right, is it, how big a chunk? You know, what if it doesn't fit up the opening? Remember, we talked about how they do the poop transplants. It's really a liquid mixture, okay? They're kind of, they're kind of a slurry, a slurpee. It's a slurpee mixture. And they put it through I'm sorry if you guys have to eat. They put it through an NG tube. And the NG tube goes up the nose, right, nasogastral. It goes into the stomach. And so because remember, if you just like a suppository, stick it at the end of the rectum up in the anus, it's not gonna crawl upward because things move downhill. Okay, there's an up current and a down current. You cannot go against the current. Now, I know some of you guys have some bacteria up there that could probably go against the Niagara Falls current. I get that, but no. Not with this one. So they have to implant it in your stomach. Let it crawl all the way through and then colonate your colon. Remember the colonies from the 1600s and 1700s, right? Okay, and then there was the Declaration of Independence. That's something I'm not going to want to see in anyone's colon. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com. Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So every now and then in the news, we hear of something going on with California. Now, I'm from California, and I'm in love with the state. I think the state is gorgeous, extremely gorgeous state. I think it's too expensive to live there, which is why we don't live there. And I think the taxes are high, and I think it's causing an exodus of people leaving California to other states. But every now and then in the news, you'll hear about either California wants to secede or California needs to be divvied up. Well, again, in the news, we have here, I guess, a Tim Draper. He is a venture capitalist. He's 55 years old, and he's saying that the Golden State is just too large to govern efficiently, and that the people living there would be better served by a more localized government separating California into six separate states. Apparently, his plan is going to be put to a vote in the November 2016 election. Now, what would the six states be? San Diego and Orange County will become Southern California. Los Angeles and Santa Barbara would be West California. Sacramento area would be North California. Bakersfield, Fresno, Stockton, Central California. You have Jefferson, which is going to be Reading and Eureka will be Jefferson, and Silicon Valley will be San Francisco and San Jose. Now, you know, when you look at this, you're like, okay, well, it's a joke. You know, he got himself, you know, in the news. He's talking about that. He gets to, you know, have all this attention. All right. But, you know, this brings up a problem that I think we're seeing throughout the country. Okay. Are things getting too big to govern? Is one of the reasons we're all screwed up right now politically, and we are completely screwed up with, you know, with our healthcare system and our recession, et cetera, because our legislatures really can't handle the job. Do we really, really have a, is he making a point, you know, that certain states or certain subsects of states, sects, I know it's hard to say S-E-C-T-S, sects, boy, that's hard with a lisp, sects, have different needs than others. Now, of course, many people who are looking at how entitlements and illegal immigrants have taken up the bulk of the California budget, some people are going, well, no, you can't do that. Because if some states divvy up or people don't have to pay for the whole state, you're going to then end up, you know, bankrupting the parts of the country that really depend on the entitlements. But then you have other people going, thank heavens, I don't have to be a part of that because I cannot afford to take care of everybody. You know, I had a patient I was seeing before I went on air, and he didn't have insurance. And he was telling me how expensive things were in the hospital. You know, and I told him how our family's losing insurance because it's just too expensive. I go, you know, I told him if you qualify for the subsidies with Obamacare, this could be a good deal. Okay? Now, remember, the subsidies have to get applied or you get your tax break at the end of the year. So it's not real money in your pocket by any means. But if you're able to qualify for the subsidies, okay, which those of us non-qualified for subsidies are paying for, it's a good deal. But now, those of us who are not able to qualify for subsidies are paying quadruple the prices for health care. Well, then, we're not going to have the money to help pay the subsidies. So, the burden, okay, you know, you hear about tax burdens and you hear about debt and our kids and grandkids having to take on the debt. You know, these are things, you know, just, you know, we're browbeated with that terminology all the time in the news that we're kind of immune to it. Okay, we're in debt, trillions of dollars in debt. We see that little debt calculator sometimes on Fox. We're like, okay, we know we're in debt. Our kids are going to have to pay for our debt. I get it. Okay, but think about right now what you're dealing with. The reason why so many people are upset about Obamacare is because they're actually feeling it. Now they're feeling what socialized medicine is and what socialism is. And for those of us that are paying and not receiving, it hurts. And when I told my patient, I hope he gets Obamacare or a plan on Obamacare, I hope he gets insured because, you know, there's a lot of things we need to do with him. I think he's pretty diabetic. I need to check his heart. There's a variety of things I need to do with him. And you know, refer him to specialists. His PSA is rising. I'm concerned about that. You know, but it's going to be at the cost of me. Now, I have no problem donating a kidney. I have no problem donating money and helping pay my taxes. I've been paying my taxes. But now I am putting my kids at risk for other people. I don't mind putting myself at risk. But now I got to put my kids at risk and my family at risk to support this Obamacare. And, of course, it makes you grumpy because you're like, well, wait a second. I can't be any good to anybody if I can't pay taxes and I can't support myself and then I later need entitlements. So this is a very, very scary situation. And even though many people think this story of California going into six states is a bunch of baloney, and it may be, but we may slowly start to see, I mean, this is bad, people. And we may have people vote, all right, to get themselves away from the tax burden. Now, I don't know if that's healthy as a country, where certain counties, et cetera, say, to heck with this, I can't afford, we can't take care of ourselves, so we can't afford the state. No, I mean, it doesn't work that way. We have to help our poor. We have to help those in need. But what do we do when the majority of people in need is more than, they make up a majority? If it's true that only 50% of this country is paying taxes, and it's decreasing by the day, we are in a crap load of trouble. I told you guys about that college class, I'm trying to remember, where I guess what they did is they did an exercise on socialism, where everybody, took a test, and whatever the grade they deserved, they got. So you had people that got A's, and then you had people that got D's. Then they decided to do a test, and everybody would get the equal grade. So if you got an A, you would have to give up your points to help the D's make C's, okay? So then you had A students getting C's and B students getting C's, yet you had the D and the F students happy that now they got a C. Now, the students, and remember, this is probably a more liberal atmosphere because it's in a college setting, they were ticked. And they were like, well, no, because I need that A. I need that A because I got to get to grad school, or I need that. No. Don't be messing with my grade. Okay, no. I mean, I can't. I got to get a job later. I need these grades to do what I need to do. And they did not like the idea. Now, if we were in a society where, no big deal, we could all have C grades. Things aren't really going to cost that much. It's not going to matter. Okay, whether we have a job or not, well, that's one thing. But we aren't in that sort of a society yet, and I don't think any of us want to be. Okay, we want there to be that, and we also found out that when they had to take another test, these students who knew they weren't going to get an A decided not to work that hard, decided even not to work at all. They said, well, then to hell with it. So if you have the A students not even wanting to work, and you have the D and F students not wanting to work, who's working? I mean, if there's no, so it was a very, very interesting college experiment that I think really taught these students something. And that's what Obamacare is doing right now. Obamacare is schooling us and teaching us what socialism is. And it is scaring the living daylights out of us. And it's scaring us because I don't know how to go on the government dime. I never thought I would have to. I don't know how to even do that. And I don't even think the government dime will be there for me later. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
Whew. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess a Norwegian study has found a link between strong bones and magnesium. So researchers are suggesting spiking our tap water with now magnesium, and they think that could prevent hundreds upon hundreds of hip fractures. Scientists at the Norwegian Institute of Public Health have found drinking water with a higher concentration of magnesium helps fractures. Public health experts in Norway says when the tap water had both magnesium, contained magnesium, they found that both men and women suffered less fractures. Now, they didn't find a link between calcium and drinking water, all right? And even though calcium is known to be very important for hip strength or for bone strength, et cetera, you know, we also know that our bodies could only absorb so much calcium that we eat. You know, we talked about how those of you popping calcium pills, you got to be careful because there's been links with calcium supplements and heart attacks and heart conditions because of, I believe, the salt in the tablet, not salt like table salt, but the salts used to make the tablet. We think there's an issue. Although calcium-rich foods seem to be very, very safe from what we know heart-wise, as long as you're not, like, overdoing it on milks and creams, etc. But magnesium, you know, looking at magnesium is kind of interesting. So they want to do more research. Now, hip fractures scare the hell out of all of us because there's a 50% chance of having some major malady that could kill you after having a hip fracture. Why? You can't move. Right, so you're in bed, so you could get a blood clot, you could get pneumonia, you could get ulcers, you know, bed ulcers. I mean, and those could get infected. So we don't want you guys to get hip fractures. So we want to make sure that your bones are strong. Here's the problem, okay? Spiking our food or our drinking supply with vitamins, I don't think do it all. I think what makes bones strong is being outside, exercising, and using the bones. Instead, many of us are sitting indoors because we're afraid of skin cancer, and I don't blame you for that. So we're avoiding vitamin D. We're sitting indoors. We're playing video games. We're on Facebook, and we're not outside, okay? And we're not getting fresh air. We're not getting exercise. That's what's hurting our bones. So the idea of adding magnesium, I think, is barely going to touch it, all right? Now, magnesium. Right now, the RDA for magnesium, so let's say for a 40-year-old male, 420 milligrams. For a female, 320 milligrams. If you're pregnant or lactating, lactation is the same, but pregnant, you need about 360 milligrams. Now, you could get magnesium from green leafy vegetables like your spinach, legumes, whole grains, nuts, seeds, and this is being reported by the National Institute of Health. Sometimes breakfast cereals are fortified, which is kind of nice. But if you have refined grains and not whole grains, some of these foods that are refined will deplete its magnesium. There's not a lot of magnesium in our bottled water, tap, mineral water, etc. But your almonds, if you eat an ounce of almonds, you're getting about 80 milligrams, which is about a fifth of your daily serving. You're probably getting maybe a tenth of your daily serving if you eat some yogurt. If you have some halibut, you're getting 24 milligrams. Not much. I mean, you really have to kind of pound this stuff in. There's a variety of supplements, but we usually don't put people on it. We usually don't check for magnesium. You know, I check for magnesium when I think you have gastrointestinal issues, you know, because signs of magnesium deficiency could be, you know, losing appetite, losing weight. If you have muscle contraction issues, cramps, sometimes abnormal heart rhythms, we'll check for magnesium deficiency. But see, usually we'll see magnesium deficiency with other sorts of deficiencies, like hypokalemia, like your potassium being low, hypocalcemia, low calcium. And so, you know, we really don't see a lot of, shall we say, magnesium deficient people, but we also are looking for it. So they're like diabetics. They say diabetics may have low magnesium because they are excreting it. All right, more. They say the magnesium appears to lose quicker when you have more sugar in the kidney. If you drink alcohol, you could be low in magnesium, which is why we like to throw magnesium into your banana bag. If you have celiac disease, certain gastric bypass, that could also mess with your magnesium. Lower intake by older adults because it's hard to get your vegetables in, etc. All right, but we know that we need magnesium overall with many of our other vitamins. So, yeah, I don't know if I really want them to, shall we say, you know, stick it in our water as much as I would probably like to see I would probably like to see more education on it. We all know about calcium and vitamin D. Why not also magnesium? You also have to be careful because magnesium, the reason why a lot of us don't recommend it is because it could really mess with your other medicines. So let's say you're taking Fosamax for your bones. And you're like, okay, well, I'm on a medicine for osteoporosis. I better now pound the magnesium. The magnesium could unfortunately prevent absorption of that, and then that could mess you up. So they say don't even take your magnesium for hours after you take your Fosamax or your osteoporosis medicine. By the way, men, get screened for osteoporosis when you're over 60. Don't forget. Then we also see that sometimes your doxycycline or tetracycline or your quinolone antibiotics like Cipro and Levaquin could have problems if or not absorb well if you have magnesium. So you need to separate it by a few hours also. Some of your water pills, your diuretics, there could also be, more magnesium loss, so you want to kind of be careful taking both of them together. You know, they also say there could be issues with your, your proton pump inhibitor. They say the FDA found that magnesium supplements often raised the low magnesium levels caused by PPI, so your acid suppressants may be lowering your magnesium. Why? Absorption. You know, we talked about how these proton pump inhibitors, your Protonix, your Acifex, your Nexium, these are phenomenal medications. I mean, I think they prevent stomach ulcers. They can prevent esophageal cancer. They're phenomenal medications. The only thing is one of the side effects is seeing bone loss. Why? Because you're having decreased absorption of the calcium and the magnesium because you need the stomach acid. So when you decrease some of the stomach acid or the acidity of it, you could have a problem with that. So again, they say dietary guidelines, get those dark green leafy vegetables in. They're a great source of magnesium. Also, low-fat yogurt and milk will have it too. Your lean meats, your dried beans and legumes. Don't forget to eat those. And then, of course, don't overdo it with the supplements until you know more. So not a bad idea to check for magnesium. Why not? Okay? Now, this is interesting. We have a man who had a skin reaction to a tattoo, but not right after he got the tattoo. It was 20 years later. This is interesting. A 54-year-old man had recently completed chemotherapy for having lymphoma, which is kind of a blood cancer, and had just undergone a bone marrow transplant using his own cells. Okay, 6 days later, when his immune system was still suppressed, he started to develop a fever. When they looked at, you know, where there could be this cause of fever or this reaction, they found newly formed skin lesions on the red ink parts of his old tattoo, which is something you see when people get new tattoos. And it was only where the red ink was. They said acute red ink tattoo reactions are well documented, but they've rarely seen, if ever, somebody who has delayed reaction 2 decades later. Now, there's something to the red ink. Well, I think we talked about tattoo ink, and but I remember there was something about the black ink. I have to look it up, the safety of certain inks. But it's interesting how the reaction would just be there. So apparently what happened is there might have been, the body might not have been all hypersensitive. And then all of a sudden when he was on the immunosuppressants, for some reason his body, then some of his cells decided to take advantage. I don't know. But just, you know, if you ever get a little issue on your tattoo, check it out and tell me because I'd like to see this. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.